How do we use our limited resources, energy, time, money? How do we use our limited resources, glycogen, time, money, brain power, energy, attention, all limited resources? Honestly, I don't know what glycogen is and why it is important. But glycogen is some kind of sugar, a major energy source. We all have resources that are limited, either in time or in quantity. It seems that glycogen is one of those. It is the energy source that allows us to make things happen, to actually get something done. And, as it turns out, we spend our glycogen on trifles. 90% of the time. By the way, time is another limited resource. Once you used it up, it is gone. So is your money. People, especially women, complain that they don't have time for themselves. But they have time to worry, to pretend that they are working, to not get things done. They have time to complain. In our Drink Your Food Challenge, we embarked on a meditative practice. Almost everyone quit the practice after a week. They don't have time for it. But if you look at their lives, it is filled with trifles, filled with non-productive activities. Activities that they say are more important than living itself. So today's topic is misusing our most precious limited resources, aka majoring in minors. But, of course, in a country where politicians are elected based on them being against the people who they will govern, this, majoring in minors, is a national pastime. Majoring in minors. So what are majors and what are minors? I had never before asked this question, so we start at the same place. At not knowing the answer. Let's look what would be the criteria that separate major from minor. Asking, what is important and what isn't. One way to go about this is to ask, will this action, will this concern be important 5 years from now, 10 years from now? I have found in my long life, looking back, that most actions, most concerns became unimportant even just a day or two later. Some 10 minutes later. Especially actions that came from concerns. Especially actions from self-concern. They still crop up for me, but only occasionally, thank God. What do my neighbors think about me? Inconsequential. Like who gives a flying fig what they think about me? Even had they helped me up when I fell and couldn't get up. It would say more about who they are than about who I am. So no. I don't care. So at least half of self-concerns are thus nixed. They won't matter, and they don't matter. Judging from my clients' reports about their days, some spend as much time as 90% of their days worrying about such things. How I am is wrong is the main theme. About everything. What you do, how you do it. Including eating. By the way. Another facet of self-concern is how you are treated. The self-importance that you place on yourself. Instead of just being. You think about yourself. The exact opposite of humility, that asks you not to think about yourself. So what should you fill your days with? How about filling your days with putting your attention on what you are doing? So you are present? So you do it well? The Drink Your Food Challenge has been the most important thing I've done in my career. It has driven up to what degree people don't live in reality. To what degree people are not present. And guess what? Their brains have no richness of connections, because those connections are created by interacting with reality, not by thinking about yourself. So the ignorance, the inability to connect the dots, the inability to hold on to any new information longer than a few seconds is due to this over-concern with oneself. Your attention is on yourself. The American House of Representatives, predictably, elected a new Speaker of the House who is just like you. A zealot. You're a zealot. And nothing gets done. No production, no education, no life, no relationships, no healthy eating, none of that. You are too busy thinking about yourself. For about 15 months I had a weekly call with a client. I called it a podcast. She came out of self-concern during the call. Even if it took 30 to 40 minutes for me to get her to come out and play. Then I taught her something that could have changed her business and her life. Then she got off the call, and returned to self-concern. By the third day she acted completely counter to my suggestion. Nothing landed. Nothing major ever got done. It was all replaced by her "but I am a good person to whom no bad things should ever happen" self-concern, the third expression of the entitlement genes. Your about me score tells me how much room, how much time you have to get things done. To make things happen. People who spend only 70% of their time worrying about themselves are actually considered producers in this day and age. So this is the answer to all the people who have asked me in the past about how one becomes a producer. This is how. You think about yourself less. So they all majored in minors. while producers major in producing. Producers make things happen. They worry less about themselves, how they look to others, how they are right or wrong. I have had a client who went through the 67 steps without the program and my feedback managing to change anything about her. Even though it could have doubled, tripled, quadrupled her ability to produce, to feel good about herself and her life. Instead, she kept thinking about herself. And all that work left her completely unchanged, or if possible, worse off than she was before. Because every time she saw a possible way, a productive way to be, she compared herself to it, and declared herself as wrong. How I am is wrong. When you consider yourself the arbiter of the universe, the arbiter of anything and everything, you can't learn. You can't grow. You are too busy arbitrating. And being miserable. And, of course, you'll never even consider accepting guidance from your seniors. You reserve your right to act by your own knowledge, by your own willful priorities. These are all signs that your baby genes still rule you. Rule your days, rule your life. Entitlement makes entitled to live your life in a way that makes you wretched, unproductive, poor, sick, and dumb. And evil, much of the time. The area that shows this most visibly is money. How you spend it. How you earn it. And how you save it or not, how you invest it or not. Shows if there is a you there. Or just the baby genes pulling the strings. I'll have a Money Roots workshop again. This will be the fifth session. This session we'll deal with, exclusively, about your value system. How you value money and yourself. How you major in minors. Let's examine your money habits. P.S. My morning just came to a screeching halt. When I discovered that all my membership sites got disabled. Meaning everything I get paid for, is now available everybody. No protection. Turns out that their newest version does that. I considered blasting them, then I saw that that is majoring in minors. So instead I found a workaround. It did take me an hour, I have quite a few membership sites, but now it is all back to normal. I only spent time, but none of the glycogen, none of my life force, none of my happiness. Now I don't have to worry, don't have to blame. All is well in Sophie Land.